WRCO-FM Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at high school baseball and softball last night. Some exciting games in the area. Phil Nee will tell us about extra innings. We'll chat about Wyatt Hilby's grand slam. It was a walk-off job last night. We'll have details on that, as well as the Brewers picking up a win. And Michael Hernan stops by with a preview of sports going on in the area today.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. In baseball action last night, it was an extra inning affair, and it was our featured broadcast on WRCO. Phil Nee was there.
Dodgeville won a wild game 10-9 in high school baseball from the Southwest Conference over River Valley in a game played at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. It was going River Valley's way as they built an 8-0 lead after the 3.5 innings that were played, but Dodgeville scored 5 times in the fourth. River Valley would add a run in the 7th inning. At the time, it seemed like that was insurance and leading 9-5, but Dodgeville scored 4 times in the bottom of the 7th on just 1 hit to tie the game. The game went extras, and Dodgeville scored the winning run in the 8th inning on an error to win it by a score of 10-9. They made a winner out of Caden Holtzman, who came on in relief. Joey Onerbaum started the game for Dodgeville, and Aiden Murphy pitched the middle innings. For River Valley, Quincy Blakely started the game. Keegan Heiser worked the 6th and 7th, and Clyde Samples pitched the 8th. The Blackhawks, with that big lead, that was built up by some good hitting, including a 2-RBI double by Abbott Milanowski, an RBI for Caden Plumley, and Chase Gilbertson singled and scored in the 2nd inning. Dodgeville's comeback was led by Noah Pitts, who got the Dodgers on the board with a solo home run in the 4th inning. Also, a couple of key RBIs in the 7th inning, one of those from Nathan Johnson, the winning run scored from Aiden Murphy in the 8th inning, after walking, going to second on a balk, and scoring on an error. Dodgeville picked up the win and improved to 7-8. They are 6-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. For River Valley, they fall to 6-7, and they are 5-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Once again, the final, 10 runs and 10 hits for Dodgeville, 6 errors. River Valley, 9 runs, 9 hits, 6 errors on the night. The game went 8 innings, and Dodgeville was a winner, 10-9. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale Chieftains held on to defeat Boscobel by a score of 6-3 on Friday night in baseball. Chase Chitwood picked up the win. He went 5 strong innings, gave up just 1 hit, and struck out 11. Andre Tainter and Carson Kenyon would pitch the final 2 innings to nail down the victory. Andre Tainter, Emmett Drone, Logan Cagle, and Wyatt Storms all drove in runs on the night. The Chieftains are now 6-2 in conference, 8-5 overall, with the 6-3 win over Boscobel on Friday night. Other baseball finals, it was Lancaster over Richland Center 6-5. It was the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting the Brookwood Falcons in non-conference baseball action last night. Heading to the bottom of the 7th inning, the unbeaten home team, Ithaca Bulldogs, trailed Brookwood 7-6. 2 outs in their final inning, and they loaded the bases. Wyatt Hilby stepped to the plate, and he hit a long, long left field grand slam home run. That gave the Ithaca Bulldogs the come-from-behind non-conference win, 10-7 over Brookwood. Viroqua blanked Luther 4-0. Potosi Cassville over Argyle Blackhawk 5-0. Barneveld 5, River Ridge 1, and Watoma over Wisconsin Dells 7-4. In softball action, the hosting Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a 9-2 win over Brookwood last night. Brookwood scored the first two runs of the game in the first inning, and then winning pitcher Olivia Young scattered five hits after, and the Bulldogs held on 9-2. Holly King went 2-for-4 with a couple of runs knocked in. Olivia Young, 1-for-2. Josie Lau and Kaylee Newkirk, along with Kaylee Manning, all went 1-for-3. The Kayleys, both Newkirk and Manning, each had two RBIs in that victory. Also, Boscobel over Fenimore by a final of 5-4. And DeSoto, they downed North Crawford 10-9. We have a lot of high school sports action to tell you about coming up today with a report. Here's WRCO's Michael Hernan.
Today is a big day in high school sports as there is a lot of action during the day. Starting off the day in track and field is the Ginger Mori Invitational hosted by Riverdale. Teams that are participating in the meet are Riverdale themselves, Cuba City, Fenimore, Wanawak Center, Cassville, DeSoto, Argyle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, North Crawford, Richland Center, New Lisbon, Seneca, and Wazika Steuben. The meet will start at 10 o'clock a.m. In area baseball action, today's games are Boscobel at Hillsboro, Royal against Mauston at the Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston, Mondovi against Royal in Mauston, Eleva Strum against Viroqua in Baldwin, and Baldwin-Woodville against Viroqua in Baldwin. In area softball action, Riverdale will be hosting a tournament that will have four teams. The teams are Riverdale themselves, Wanawak Center, Pacatonica, and Nakusa. The first games of the tournament will be Wanawak Center against Riverdale and Nakusa against Pacatonica. The games will start at 9 o'clock a.m. Afterwards, the winners of the games will play each other and the losers will play each other. In other softball action, Ithaca will travel to Seneca. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. William Contreras hit an RBI single during Milwaukee's three-run eighth inning, and the Brewers won their first game against former manager Craig Counsell by beating the Chicago Cubs 3-1 in the Windy City yesterday. Chicago's Hayden Wesneski pitched scoreless ball into the seventh, and Christopher Morel homered for the third time in five games. But the Brewers used a late rally to open a weekend series against the NL Central's top teams on a winning note. The Brewers came out on top with manager Pat Murphy serving the second of a two-game suspension for his role in a brawl with Tampa Bay on Tuesday. The Brewers maintain first-place position in the Central. They pick up a win 3-1. Same two teams will battle today from Chicago on our sister station on WRCO AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Other interleague finals, Baltimore shut out Cincinnati 3-0. Washington a 9-3 win against Toronto. Tampa Bay down the Mets 10-8. It was St. Louis 3, the Chi Sox 0, and Oakland a 3-1 win over Miami. American League Finals, the Yankees doubling up on Detroit 2-1. The Angels blanked the Guardians 6-0. Kansas City 7, Texas 1. Minnesota a 5-2 win against Boston. Houston 5, Seattle 3. National League Finals, Colorado 3-2 over Pittsburgh. It was Philadelphia a 4-3 win over San Fran. San Diego over Arizona 7-1. And the Dodgers 4, Atlanta 3. Luka Doncic had 28 points and 13 assists. Kyrie Irving scored 28 of his 30 points in the second half surge, and the Dallas Mavericks advanced to the second round of the playoffs with a 114-101 win over the Los Angeles Clippers. Doncic pushed through another rough shooting night with his ailing right ankle to do what the Slovenian superstar couldn't 3 years earlier, close out the Clippers and Dallas in Game 6 of a first-round series. The fifth-seeded Mavericks beat the Clippers for the first time in three West-round tries over the past five seasons. Now, Dallas will play top-seeded Oklahoma City in the Western Conference semis. Paul George had 18 points and 11 rebounds as the Clippers lost in the first round for the second consecutive season. Paulo Banchero scored 10 of his 27 in the fourth, helping the Orlando Magic hold off the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-96 and force a decisive Game 7 in their first round playoff series in the NBA. 3 nights after scoring 39 points in a one-point road loss that left the Magic on the brink of elimination, the 21-year-old Banchero put his team on his back down the stretch and carried them for their biggest win in more than a decade. Franz Wagner had 26 points, and Jalen Suggs made 6 3-pointers and finished with 22 points for the Magic. Mitchell was magnificent for Cleveland, scoring 50 points, including 18 of his team's fourth-quarter points. Game 7 is tomorrow in Cleveland. Noah Hanifin broke a scoreless tie at 9:54 of the third period. Aiden Hill stopped 23 shots, and the defending champion Vegas Golden Knights kept alive their season by beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 on Friday night to force a Game 7 in their playoff series. The deciding game in the first round series is tomorrow in Dallas. Mark Stone also scored on an empty netter from near his own goal. This was a classic goalie duel, with Hill getting his first shutout since having 2 in 3 games early in November. On the other side, Jake Ottinger made 28 saves. Pia Suter scored with 1:39 left, and the Vancouver Canucks advanced to the second round of their playoff run with a 1-0 win over the Nashville Predators last night in Game 6. Nashville had a final chance to force overtime with a power play with 33.9 seconds left after Elias Lindholm was called for cross-checking Gustav Nyquist. But the Predators couldn't beat rookie goalie Artur Siljans, as Siljans had made 28 saves and became the 14th rookie goalie in history of the NHL to finish off a series with a shutout in just the 5th in 30 years. Vancouver will now play Edmonton. The Oilers, they defeated their Canucks round playoff with a come-from-behind win in the Pacific Division. They beat the Kings in the first round. And the Los Angeles Lakers have fired coach Darvin Ham after just 2 seasons in charge. The Lakers announced on social media they were dismissing Ham 4 days after their season ended in a first-round playoff loss to Denver in 5 games. Ham led Los Angeles to a Western Conference final appearance less than a year ago in his first season as an NBA head man. Ham presided over a disappointing year for the Lakers. They went 47-35 in the regular season and won the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament. General manager Rob Pelinka says the move, quote, is the best course of action following a full review of the season. And finally today, Aaron Rodgers is on track to be back on the field for the New York Jets without any restrictions in just a few weeks. Headman Robert Saleh said Friday after the team's first day of rookie minicamp practices that Rodgers has looked good as he continues to work his way back months after tearing his left Achilles tendon in his debut. The Jets begin organized team activities called Phase 3 of offseason workouts on May 20th when they can hold non-contact 11-on-11 drills during practice, and Rodgers, if in attendance for the voluntary sessions, should be able to participate fully. That's a look at sports on WRCO Reporting. I'm Adam Hess.